First Energy announced 2 years ago it planned to get out of its unregulated power generating business, which depends largely on nuclear and coal, unless federal regulators or state legislators stepped in. So far, they haven't. So those long-term plans to cut First Energy Solutions loose came to fruition with the bankruptcy filing this weekend. First Energy Corporation's Tricia Ingraham says the company still believes subsidiaries are the right thing.
It's a good idea for Ohio and the nation to keep these baseload generating units in service. So we do support that, but First Energy Solutions will be taking this going forward.
Ingraham says the more than 12,000 parent company employees should be largely untouched by the bankruptcy, though the company is undergoing an up to 2-year cost study focused primarily on the shared sides of the two businesses. A new spokesman for First Energy Solutions would not comment on its 3,000 employees. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.